Hi, listeners. Welcome back to Daily Bread for Busy Moms, a daily Bible reading podcast from Israel. I am Johanna, your reader today. Today is Thursday, the 26th of November, and on the Hebrew calendar, it is the 10th day of Kislev. This week, our parasha is called Vayitze, which means, "And he went out." And today's portion from the Torah will be Genesis 30, 28 through 31, 16. Before I begin to read, let's take a moment, as we do every day, to bless God and to thank Him for giving us His Word. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gives the Torah of truth and the good news of salvation to His people Israel, and to all peoples, through His Son, Yeshua the Messiah, our Master. Moreover, He said, "Name your own price, and I'll pay it." Then He said to him, "You yourself know how I've served you and how your livestock have fared with me. For you had very little before I came, and it has been busting at the seams in abundance. So the Lord blessed you with my every step. Now, when am I myself going to make something for my household also?" Then he said, "What can I pay you?" Jacob said, "You don't need to pay me anything. If you will do this one thing for me, I will shepherd your flock again and watch it. Let me pass through your flock today, removing every colorfully spotted lamb from there and every dark-colored lamb among the sheep, as well as the colorfully spotted among the goats, and that will be my salary. So tomorrow, my honesty will testify on my behalf when you come to check on my salary you agreed to. Everyone that isn't colorfully spotted among the goats or dark-colored among the sheep with me, it is stolen." So Lavan said, "All right, may it be according to your word." On that day, he removed the colorfully striped and colorful billy goats, as well as all the colorfully spotted goats, every one with white on it, and every dark-colored one among the lambs, and he put them in the hand of his sons. Then he put a 3 days' journey between them and Jacob, while Jacob was shepherding Lavan's remaining flocks. But Jacob took fresh white poplar, almond, and plain tree branches, peeled away white stripped sections on them, exposing the white of the branches. Then he set the branches he had peeled in front of the flocks in the drinking troughs and watering channels, where the flocks come to drink. Since they were in heat when they came to drink, the flocks mated near the branches, and the flocks gave birth to striped, spotted, and colorful ones. Now Jacob separated the lambs and set the faces of the flocks toward the striped ones as well, as all the dark-colored ones among Laban's flocks. Then he set aside the herds for himself and did not put them with Lavan's flocks. Whenever the strong flocks mated, Yaakov put the branches in the watering troughs before the eyes of the flocks, to have them mate near the branches. But when the flocks were sickly, he did not put the branches down. So the sickly one became Lavan's, and the stronger ones became Yaakov's. And the man grew exceedingly prosperous, and had numerous flocks, along with female and male servants, camels and donkeys. Now Yaakov heard the words Lavan's sons were saying, "Yaakov has taken everything that belongs to our father, and from what belongs to our father he has made all these riches." Then Yaakov saw Lavan's face, and he noticed that his expression wasn't the same as it was just a day or two before. Then the Lord said to Yaakov, "Return to the land of your fathers and to your relatives, and I will be with you." So Yaakov sent and called for Rachel and Leah to come to the field, to his flock. He said to them, "I can see by your father's face that his expression isn't the same as it was just a day or two ago. but the God of my fathers has been with me. Now you yourselves know that I've served your father with all my strength. Yet your father has fooled around with me and has changed my salary 10 times. But God hasn't allowed him to harm me. If he would say, the spotted ones will be your salary, then the flocks would give birth to the spotted ones. Or if he would say, the striped ones will be your salary, then all the flocks would give birth to striped ones. So God has taken away your father's livestock and has given them to me. Now it happened that when the flocks were in heat, I lifted up my eyes and saw in a dream, behold, the males going up to the flocks were striped, spotted, and speckled. Then the angel of God said to me in the dream, Yaakov, and I said, Hineni. He said, lift up your eyes and see that all the males going up to the flocks are striped, spotted, and speckled. For I have seen everything Lavan has done to you. I am the God of Bethel, where you anointed a memorial stone, where you made a vow to me. Get up now and leave this land, and return to the land of your relatives. Then Rachel answered along with Leah, and they said to him, is there still a portion and inheritance for us in our father's house? Aren't we considered foreigners to him? For he has sold us and has completely used up our bridal price. For all the riches that God has taken away from our father is for us and for our children. So now, everything God said to you, do it. That was Genesis 30:28-31:16. And now our portion from the prophets is 1 Samuel chapters 8 and 9. Now, when Samuel grew old, he appointed his sons as judges over Israel. The name of his firstborn was Yoel, and the name of his second Aviah. They were judges in Beersheba. His sons, however, did not walk in his ways, but turned aside after dishonest gain. They took bribes and perverted justice. Then all the elders of Israel gathered together and came to Samuel at Ramah, and said to him, behold, you have grown old, and your sons do not walk in your ways. Now appoint for us a king to judge us, like all the nations. But the matter was displeasing in Samuel's eyes when they said, give us a king to judge us. So Samuel prayed to the Lord. Then the Lord said to Samuel, listen to the voice of the people in all that they say to you. For they have not rejected you, rather they have rejected me from being king over them. Like all the deeds that they have done since the day I brought them out of Egypt to this day, forsaking me and worshipping other gods, so they are doing to you also. So now listen to their voice. However, you must earnestly forewarn them and declare to them the rulings of the king who will reign over them. Now Samuel reported all the words of the Lord to the people who were asking him for a king. This will be the practice of the king that will reign over you, he said. He will draft your sons and assign them as his charioteers and horsemen, and they will run before his chariots. He will appoint them as commanders of thousands and captains of fifties, also some to plow his fields, reap his harvest, make his weapons of war and equipment for his chariots. Also, he will take your daughters to be perfumers, cooks, and bakers. He will seize the best of your fields, vineyards, and olive groves, and give them to his courtiers. He will take a tenth of your grain and your vintage, and give it to his officials and slaves. He will also take you, your male and female servants, your best young men, and your donkeys, and make them do his work. He will also take the tenth of your flocks. Then you yourselves will become his slaves. When the day comes, and you cry out because of your king, whom you have chosen for yourselves, the Lord will not answer you on that day. But the people refused to listen to Samuel, and they said, No, but a king should be over us, so we may become like all the nations, having our king who will judge us, go out before us and fight our battles. After Samuel heard all the words of the people, he reported them back in the hearing of the Lord. The Lord said to Samuel, Listen to their voice, and appoint a king to reign for them. So Samuel said to the men of Israel, Go each one to his town. Now there was a man of Benjamin whose name was Kish, son of Aviel, son of Zeror, son of Behorath, son of Aphia, son of a Benjamite. He was a mighty man of valor, and he had a son whose name was Shaul, young and handsome. There was no one among Bnei Israel better than him. From his shoulders and up he was taller than any of the people. Now the donkeys of Kish, Shaul's father, were lost. So Kish said to his son Shaul, Take now one of the servants with you. Get up and look for the donkeys. So he passed through the hill country of Ephraim and passed through the land of Shalisha. But they did not find them. Then they passed through the land of Sha'alim, but they were not there. Then he passed through the land of Binyamin, but still did not find them. When they arrived in the land of Tzuf, Shaul said to his servant with him, Come, let's go back. Otherwise my father will stop worrying about the donkeys and start worrying about us. Then his servant said to him, Behold now, there is a man of God in this town, and he is a man held in honor. Everything he says is sure to come true. Now let's go there. Perhaps he'll tell us the way we should go. Then said Shaul to his servant, But look, if we go, what would we bring the man? For the bread is gone from our sacks, and there is nothing to bring the man of God as a present. What do we have? The servant answered Shaul and said, Behold, I have in my hand a quarter of a shekel of silver. I will give it to the man of God, and he will tell us our way. Formerly in Israel, when a man went to inquire of God, he said, Come, let's go to the seer. For today's prophet was formerly called a seer. Then Shaul said to his servant, Well said, come, let's go. So they went to the town where the man of God was. As they went up the hill to the town, they found some girls going out to draw water, and they asked them, Is the seer here? They answered them and said, He is there ahead of you. Hurry now, for he has come today to the town because people have a sacrifice at the high place today. As soon as you enter the town, you'll find him before he goes up to the high place to eat. For the people will not eat unless he comes, because he must first bless the sacrifice. Afterward, the guests can eat. So now, get up, for you will find him at once. So they went up to the town. As they were entering the town, behold, Samuel was coming out toward them to go up to the high place. One day before Shaul came, the Lord had revealed to Samuel, saying, Tomorrow about this time, I will send you a man from the land of Benjamin, and you will anoint him ruler over my people Israel. He will deliver my people from the hand of the Philistines. I have observed my people, because their cry has come to me. When Samuel saw Shaul, the Lord spoke to him, Behold, this is the man I told you about. The man will govern my people. Then Shaul approached Samuel inside the gate and asked, Tell me, please, where the seer's house is. Samuel answered Shaul by saying, I am the seer. Go up ahead of me to the high place. For today you will eat with me. In the morning, when I send you off, I will tell you everything that is in your heart. As for the donkeys that you lost 3 days ago, don't set your heart on them, for they have been found. Now, for whom is all that is desirable in Israel? Is it not for you and for all your father's household? Shaul answered by saying, Am I not a Benjamite from the smallest of the tribes of Israel, and my clan is the least of all the clans of the tribe of Benjamin? So why do you say such things to me? Then Samuel took Shaul and his servant and brought them into the hall and gave them a place at the head of the guests, who numbered about 30 people. Samuel said to the cook, Bring the portion that I gave to you and told you to set aside. So the cook took up the thigh, raised it, and set it before Shaul. Then he said, Here is what has been reserved. Set it before you and eat, because it has been kept until this appointed time for you, since I said, I have invited the people. So Shaul ate with Samuel that day. When they came down from the high place to the town, he spoke with Shaul on the roof. They rose early, and at daybreak Samuel called to Shaul on the roof, saying, Get up so I may send you off. So Shaul got up, and both of them, he and Samuel, went outside. As they were going down toward the edge of the town, Samuel said to Shaul, Tell your servant to go ahead of us and pass on. But as for you, stand still a while, so that I may proclaim to you the word of God. That was 1 Samuel 8 and 9. And now our portion from the writings today is Psalm 51. For the music director, a psalm of David, when Nathan the prophet came to him after he went to Bathsheba. Be gracious to me, O God, according to your mercy. According to your great compassion, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against you, you only, have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you are just when you speak and blameless when you judge. Behold, I was born in iniquity and in sin when my mother conceived me. Surely you desire truth in the inner being. Make me know wisdom inwardly. Cleanse me with hyssop and I will be clean. Wash me and I will be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness, so the bones you crushed may rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me from your presence. Take not your Ruach HaKodesh from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and sustain me with a willing spirit. Then will I teach transgressors your ways, and sinners will return to you. Deliver me from blood guilt, O God, God of my salvation. Then my tongue will sing for joy of your righteousness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will declare your praise. For you would not delight in sacrifice, or I would give it, nor be pleased with burnt offerings. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, you will not despise. In your favor do good to Zion, build up the walls of Jerusalem. Then you will delight in righteous sacrifices and whole burnt offerings. Then bulls will be offered on your altar. That was Psalm 51. And now our final portion for today is from the Apostolic Writings, and it is Mark 8. In those days, there was another large crowd with nothing to eat, and Yeshua called the disciples. He said to them, I have compassion for the crowd, because they've stayed with me for 3 days now and have nothing to eat. If I send them home hungry, they'll pass out on the way, for some of them have come from very far away. His disciples answered him, How can anyone satisfy these people with bread here in the wasteland? How many loaves do you have? Yeshua was asking them. 7, they said. He directed the crowd to recline on the ground. After taking the 7 loaves and giving thanks, he broke them and began giving them to his disciples to serve, and they served them to the crowd. They also had a few small fish, and after offering a bracha for them, he commanded these to be served as well. They ate and were satisfied, and they picked up the broken pieces left over, 7 baskets. About 4,000 were there, and Yeshua sent them away. Right away, he got into the boat with his disciples and went to the area of Dalmanuta. The Pharisees came and began to argue with him, demanding a sign from heaven to test him. Sighing deeply in his spirit, Yeshua said, "Why does this generation demand a sign? Amen, I tell you, no sign will be given to this generation." Leaving them, he got back into the boat and crossed to the other side. Now the disciples had forgotten to take bread, and they only had 1 loaf in the boat. Yeshua was warning them, "Watch out, beware of the chametz of the Pharisees and the chametz of Herod." They began to discuss with each other that they had no bread, and Yeshua, aware of this, said to them, "Why do you discuss that you have no bread? You still don't get it? Don't you understand? Are your hearts hardened? Having eyes, don't you see? And having ears, don't you hear? And don't you remember, when I broke the 5 loaves for the 5,000, how many baskets of leftovers did you pick up?" 12, they said to him. "When I broke the 7 loaves for the 4,000, how many baskets of leftovers did you pick up?" 7, they said to him. He said to them, "Do you still not understand?" They come to Bethsaida. Some people bring a blind man to Yeshua and beg him to touch the man. Taking the blind man by the hand, Yeshua brought him outside the village. After spitting on the man's eyes and laying his hands on him, Yeshua asked the man, "Do you see anything?" The man looked up and said, "I see men. They look like trees walking about." Then Yeshua put his hands on the man's eyes again. The man looked intently. His sight was restored, and he began to see everything clearly. Yeshua sent him straight home, saying, "Don't even enter the village." Now Yeshua and his disciples went out to the villages around Caesarea Philippi. On the way, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that I am?" They told him, "John the Immerser, and others Elijah, but others one of the prophets." Then he asked them, "But who do you say that I am?" Peter answered him, "You are the Messiah." And he warned them not to tell anyone about him. Then he began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things, and be rejected by the elders and ruling Kohanim and Torah scholars, and be killed, and after 3 days rise again. He was speaking openly about this, and Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. But turning around and looking at his disciples, he rebuked Peter. He said, "Get behind me, Satan. You are not setting your mind on the things of God, but on the things of men." Then he called a crowd along with his disciples and said to them, "If anyone wants to follow after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross, and keep following me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake and the sake of the good news will save it. For what does it profit a man to gain the whole world, yet forfeit his soul? For what could a man give in exchange for his soul? For whoever is ashamed of me and my words in this unfaithful and sinful generation, the Son of Man will also be ashamed of him when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels." That was Mark 8, and it concludes today's readings. However, if you are reading through the apostolic writings twice in this year's cycle, you'll be reading 1 Corinthians 4 also. Thank you for listening. May you have a blessed day. I'm Johanna with Daily Bread for Busy Moms. Shalom until next time.